CAKE Access, a federal environmental review, is looking at potential road and ferry improvements for the village of over 500 people on Kuprinoff Island. Those could include a road along the northern part of the island that has been proposed and already funded by the state. Borough Assembly members this summer drafted comments on the draft purpose and need statement for that study, which identifies a need for better transportation. The draft comments noted the transportation study should be combined with a separate study of an electrical transmission line proposed between CAKE and Petersburg. Comments also cited little economic benefit for Petersburg with a road connection. However, Mayor Mark Jensen took issue with that characterization.
So I would just like to for us to consider what we say in this letter. I am kind of, I'm in favor of development. This road would be just a access road for the power line and a seasonal transportation road, is the way I understand it, 18-foot wide gravel road.
Jensen thought fish landed in CAKE could be flown out of Petersburg on Alaska Airlines and could benefit businesses locally. He agreed with draft comments that it would only be a summertime access road and not maintained in the winter. Assembly member Cindy Lagadakis thought it was important to combine the review of the power line and road if that road was meant to be a power line access road.
There is no mention in the purpose and need statement of anything about the power line, and therein lies the rub. If that's the purpose of the project, they need to say that's what the purpose of the project is and analyze it accordingly, and that's the law. And that's the problem primarily with this project. I don't think having a maintenance road for the power line is a bad idea. It's just not what is being proposed here.
Lagadakis also wanted to include comments supporting existing ferry service to Petersburg and opposing any new roads in the roadless city of Kuprinoff. Assemblymember Nancy Strand liked the comments as drafted. Those noted few benefits from a road and ferry connection between the two communities and cited concern over loss of ferry service with new roads constructed.
I'm not in favor of advocating for any route. What if the road to Prowery Point, instead of bringing an opportunity to bring fish from CAKE to Petersburg, presents an opportunity or becomes the requirement that fish goes from Petersburg to CAKE to be shipped out?
The Assembly agreed to amend the comments and remove references to no local economic benefits and the need for a longer overall review. Comments asking to combine the road and power line project studies, improve existing ferry service, and keep the city of Kuprinoff roadless remained in. The vote was 6-1, with Strand voting no. Monday was the deadline to get in comments for the Federal Highways draft purpose and need document. It will be finalized by the federal agency and then used to develop transportation alternatives and eventually an environmental impact statement. A draft of that document, which would identify possible road alternatives, is not due out until the spring of 2015. Meanwhile, Mayor Jensen also reported he'd be attending a meeting of an intertie steering committee in CAKE Wednesday. Jensen said that group would be talking about the environmental impact statement for the power line and possible impacts of the road project.
It's kind of a schedule of events here for the power line that could be going out looking for hiring a design engineer in 2014. So anyway, we can have more of an update after we have that meeting Wednesday.
The Southeast Alaska Power Agency is conducting that separate review of the power line connection. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.